With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Last night, Anaconda residents got their first chance to hear about the conceptual Superfund cleanup agreement reached over the weekend with the Environmental Protection Agency. Anaconda Deer Lodge County Chief Executive Officer Bill Everett told about 50 people at a meeting at Anaconda High School last night.
This is not a Disneyland deal that we've put together. That's not what this is about. I think what we've developed will put Anaconda in a position that we can move forward successfully and in a very healthy fashion.
Anaconda's 300-square-mile smelter site has been on EPA's Superfund list since 1983. More than a century of operations left the air, soil, and water there contaminated with heavy metals. There's been some cleanup, but a final agreement has never been negotiated between the state, EPA, Atlantic Richfield, and the county. But details in the new conceptual agreement still can't be revealed because of a previously existing gag order.
We're asking for grace here.
EPA Region 8 Administrator Doug Benevento said even though the negotiating parties can't share much now, they wanted to open a dialogue and aren't intentionally holding back information.
There is not a person up here that is thrilled to be sitting here having to say, I can't tell you because there's a confidentiality order.
Benevento said the negotiating parties will now ask a federal judge to allow them to share more details. Then EPA plans to host stakeholder working sessions once the draft plan is released.
I want to emphasize this is beyond what is required by local, state, or federal law. There is a mandatory notice period or comment period when you file something like this with the court. This is months before that happens.
Some locals remain frustrated and skeptical. This is AJ Paddock.
And my question is Anaconda Deer Lodge County and the good folks that govern here going to have more of a voice about what we need to get done and when we need to get it done so we can get past this and move on? 30 years is a long time.
State Budget Director Dan Villa said the answer is yes.
Governor Bullock has said the state of Montana will not sign off on that consent decree unless Anaconda Deer Lodge County signs off on the consent decree. And I think what it is important to emphasize in this process is with the consent decree, we will no longer be a Superfund site in 2025. That will be over.
Only EPA, Atlantic Richfield, and the state of Montana are required by Superfund law to approve the final cleanup agreement. EPA's Doug Benevento said this spring that his goal was to have a signed consent decree for Anaconda's Superfund cleanup by the end of 2018. That's now been pushed back to early 2019. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.